303-883-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're gonna sell it, we're gonna tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're gonna try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Instead of Swap Shop, you're listening to A Voice of the People with Linda Sims. You also have tuned in to WWGH 107.1 FM radio. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. Also, download free app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH. I know a lot of people have been having trouble getting that downloaded, but, you know, if you have some youth in your house, they're pretty good with those telephones and cell phones, iPhones, tablets, and computers, and they will help you to download your app. And you can take advantage of the many programs that we offer here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. Let me share with you those who faithfully support this program, starting with Chappie's Hydraulics, Hose Specialist, LLC, 309 Suite A, North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-382-8552. We also have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-223-1515. Or www.logosChristianMinistries.com. And don't forget, they have an ongoing announcement, free produce market every second Saturday of every month. Time, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Place, Logos Christian Ministries, 582 Lee Street, Marion. And that is coming up this Saturday for those of you who participate in this part of their ministry. No appointment or pre-registration required. Simply show up. Provide your name and number of people in your family. Inspect Ohio, your one-call home inspection company with 25 years of experience working for you. LaRue, Ohio, telephone number 740-262-0939. I also have a thought for you today. Don't wait for someone to bring your flowers. Plant your own garden and decorate your own soul. They say, don't wait till the battle is over. Shout now. So sometimes we just need to take care of ourselves and enjoy what God has for each and every one of us. And then when people see that you're happy, then you never know what they may bring to the table to help to bless you and make you feel happier. So just hang in there and just worry about decorating your own table. Make it pretty for yourself. So I hope some of you feel that way. I know I do. So I have a very distinguished guest with me today. At least she's distinguished to me. Tara Dyer. She is a candidate for Marion County Commissioners here in our city, Marion, Ohio.
County.
And how are you doing today?
I'm fine, thanks.
Good, good. I'm so glad you could get away from your busy schedule and spend a little time with us today.
It's crazy. It's crazy. And it is the county of Marion, so the unity and the community slogan, that is my slogan, is for the whole county of Marion, trying to make our whole county a nicer place and taking into the account the needs of what Marion County has to offer. But before we get started and talking, speaking of county stuff, Right now, going on at Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church, we have a back-to-school giveaway voucher program. So you have until 6 o'clock to go there and get your voucher. And the program is unique this year because funding kind of came late, but it came through, thank God.
Amen.
God's good.
Yes.
And so you go. There are several members of Mount Zion there, and also Officer B.J. Gruber there to greet you. And you must bring your children with you, but you sign up. You receive a voucher. You tell them what school your child is attending. And on day one, when school starts, your school supplies will be at the school that you designated on your voucher form. So because it was so late, you know, that kind of was, you know, a little difficult to pack everything and stuff. So they're issuing vouchers for school supplies at Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church. That's 475 East Fairground here in Marion, Ohio, for all schools in the county. So go, your children must be with you. And when I left there about 20 minutes ago, I think not only did I see Officer Gruber giving some wonderful little treats out of his impact vehicle, but I saw nice little goodie bags for kids too. The children can receive a goodie bag today. But on day one, whenever their school starts, their school supplies will be there waiting for them. So you have until 6 o'clock to go to Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church and be blessed not only with school supplies, but with a goodie bag.
Great. So. That's wonderful. That is wonderful. And it may be late coming about, but, you know, school hasn't started yet.
Nope.
I'm sure many people have not had a chance to take advantage of some of the other businesses who have helped with school supplies.
There were three back to school giveaways on Saturday. So, and then, you know, sometimes parents say, well, you know, I'll just wait. And they'll go and then they'll wait to that last moment. But this is a great opportunity, you know, to get some supplies. And then, of course, being a former teacher, I know that sometimes teachers ask for additional things. But I know Marion City Schools have school supply list posted online, so you can go online and see what those additional items that you may have to purchase are. But I just think it's important day one to be sharp and ready. And school is 180 days, and if you start that first day out in a positive way, start the school year off, you know, with your supplies. And, you know, I'm not a big person as far as shoes and clothing is concerned, because I think, you know, there's too much made of that. But at least if you have your supplies, you're ahead of the game. So,
and that's so important. And I was thinking or speaking, I think may have been last week, so many youth and young children look so forward to at least one new outfit because they know when they get to school everybody's going to be shining. It has become so important, you know.
And you know, we can go into the discussion about school uniforms and then, you know, but I always thought that at least for the first week you should come comfortably, because you're moving around, you're trying to get adjusted, you're looking at, you know, new faces, new places. And you don't want anybody to step on your new shoes and those kind of things. So I always used to just say, just come comfortably and then break out your new stuff.
That's a good idea.
Yeah,
that's
you gotta come, because it's hot and sticky. And when the kids go out for recess in their new clothes, and remember the days when our parents used to, as soon as we got home, what did we have to do?
Take them off. They don't do that anymore.
No, they don't.
Wear those clothes,
yes,
you know?
They do.
You take them shoes off. You take them clothes
off.
Yes,
you do.
Hang them up or throw them in the locker. Whatever you had to do with them. You had to strip.
So it's an exciting time, and I just want parents to know the resources that are out there and available. And it may save them a couple dimes, and you know, and then they can they don't have to worry about their child being ready for school. So take advantage of it. Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church. When I left there about 20 minutes ago, there was no waiting. So the line was, the bulk of it was at 4 o'clock, okay, because it was 4 to 6.
Okay.
But when I left there, there was no waiting. So okay. Do yourself
some
a favor.
Out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, get there. Tell your neighbors.
Yep.
Your friends and family.
Must bring your children, though.
Must bring your children. Don't forget them. That's great. That's great. And as I mentioned earlier, Tara is a candidate for Marion County Commissioners. Also, she mentioned she's a retired school teacher.
Yes, ma'am. 35 years.
35 years. She's been working for your children and for our community. And we thank you so much for
your
service.
You're welcome. Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much for your service.
I appreciate that.
Young people say, well, I know Mrs. Dyer. I had her for my teacher, you know. And that's really big.
Yeah. Do their grandparents say it, too? That's what I started. Yeah, I started getting into, I had your grandma. I had your mother and your mother's mother.
Yeah.
And now I have your child. But, yeah it was a rewarding career. I loved every minute of it, and, you know, like right now I have butterflies because I know that my colleagues in the vineyard are getting ready to, you know, tackle another challenging year that is bereft with spending money out of their own pockets and getting their rooms ready and, you know, just the excitement and the butterflies. And so a prayer for all of my colleagues, yes, all of the people that are nurturing and trying to teach our children to be bright and shiny stars in our community. Right. Just keep the faith and know that you are making a difference and know that people out in the community appreciate what you're doing with their children. I know 180 days seems to be a long time, but it's a short time in the precious life of a child. So
amen.
I pray fervently for my teacher friends, for the leaders in the communities, all the county schools, and I pray that they have an outstanding year, that when the ups are up, enjoy them, but when the downs are down, don't get down. So go in there every day knowing that your face may be the only positive thing in that child's life. So that's my prayer for my teacher friends.
Well, we join in with you with that prayer for teachers because they need prayer.
Yes, yes.
You know, they need prayer.
Yes.
And whatever capacity, whether it's in school or Sunday school teachers, wherever you are, I think, and leaders,
mm-hmm,
when you're leading young people, you need prayer.
Mm-hmm.
You really do.
Well, and you do. You have a role in the schools, too, right? Are you going to do that this year?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right.
Already getting our plans together, yes.
And this is your what year?
Oh, wow. I started in 2009, almost 10, so it's been 9 years.
Good for you.
9 years.
So my prayer is for you to have a positive impact on the people and the students that you impact all as well, because they need mentors and volunteers in the schools. Teachers can't do it all. So if they have that extra, you know, person, mentor, friend,
yes,
to these young people, then that makes it all the better.
Yes,
so
does.
May you have a wonderful 2018-2019 year as well.
Thank you. I received that.
Okay.
Because we needed to.
I know.
Because, see, ours is an after school program.
Right.
And, you know, kids be ready to leave.
Oh,
after,
yeah,
school. And you can't blame them.
Well, the thing is, well, and I know we're digressing.
That's
but
okay.
The thing is, when you and I back in the day were going to school, we would walk home or we would, you know, I would love to walk home with my friends or my brothers and sisters. Now transportation, mostly all the kids take the bus or their parents pick them up.
Right.
So transportation, you know, at the end of my career, I could no longer really have an after school session with a child, whether I wanted to do after school tutoring or punishment or whatever because of transportation issues and stuff. So.
Right, right.
Everybody, mostly, yeah. So, or parents pick them up, and so it's not I mean, it's more than a notion to allow a child to participate in an after-school activity, because if they're not riding the bus, you're going to have to make arrangements to pick them up and get them, you know, home or whatever. And safety is a factor,
yes,
too.
It is.
So,
and they have that option.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Pick them up, or some of them are allowed to walk home by their parents. It's all by parental permission.
Mm-hmm.
Even whether they come to the class or not.
Mm-hmm.
They can come, but they get a form, you know, and they take it home to their
voluntary
parents.
Voluntary, yeah.
Yeah, and have to bring it back signed and everything. So.
Well, you'll have to let me know how that goes. I know there are a lot of changes within the Marion City Schools. Do you do anything in the county at all? Have you been invited to do any county school mentoring?
We do have people placed in the county.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. All right.
Yeah, we do. In most of the Marion City Schools, there's someone there or a team, you know. And I'm at Grant Middle School.
Mm-hmm.
No one's at Harding yet, the high
Not
school.
Yet. Mm-hmm.
But once you get a good group, then they want you to follow them. Well, we're going to Harding now. Are you going to have a program over there?
Mm-hmm.
So, and that shows us that they appreciate it.
They appreciate what you do.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that's a good feeling, a real good feeling.
I think so, because that will keep you, because I saw you one time at Office Depot trying to get your lesson plans and get your things laminated, and so I saw that excitement in what you were doing. So as long as you love it, keep doing it.
Yeah, I do love it. It's sometimes you get discouraged because of your class size.
Mm-hmm.
You may have 50, 60 youth sign up, but you might not have but 5 or 6 show up.
Oh, yeah.
So that's kind of disappointing, you know, but, and I prayed about it so hard last year, whether I should continue or not, you know. But the word I got, that I received, was the time is urgent.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Oh, sorry. My phone, I always forget.
The message is urgent.
No.
We're living in a day and time where, Like you say, when we grew up, it's completely different. It's almost unrecognizable from the way our parents raised us than the youth of today.
Mm-hmm.
And they're so lackadaisical, and there's so much in certain areas. I don't mean completely, but certain areas that they're not even aware of.
Well, and I think, too, I like what parents are doing now, too, where they're finding like a carpool buddy or a partner that can help them in this whole thing, you know, with school. You know, it's like I picked them up last week. It's your turn, or your schedule is different.
Yes.
I can take them and you can pick them up.
Right.
And then you're in steady competition with extracurriculars.
Yes.
I think it's soccer, football, you know, spring sports, fall sports, you know. So, but it's I would rather them have something to do than nothing at all. So just don't get discouraged.
I try not to, but after I heard the message I received, the time is urgent.
Mm-hmm.
So that gives me a little bit more pep in my step. Yeah, I still have that anticipation, and I still thank God for those he do send, you know, even if it's only 2 or 3, you know what I'm saying? So, and I look forward to sharing the Bible with them, you know, and pray they get something out of it.
Yeah, just the same way with church. Sometimes, you know, you're preaching to 50, 60 people, and sometimes there are just 3.
That's true.
But you still have to preach.
Still have to do it.
Yeah.
Still have to do it.
So.
That was my phone.
Okay. Probably your friend, Cindy.
I love that girl. I love her.
Well,
I love her. And I told my children, I said, look at my friend. You know, I showed them pictures of your family reunion and everything and her birthday. I said, I love her. They just look at, Mom, you love her? I said, yes.
Yes. Well, thank you for coming. And thank you for your prayer, you know, that you gave and stuff. So, I mean, you become a permanent fixture in the family. So we'll have to. Yeah, it was great having you there. And you and Cindy. And Cindy's like, when is she coming? Is she coming?
And yeah, I'm coming.
So, yeah.
I just had so much to do. Some youth came to Marion from West Virginia, and they partnered with Habitat.
Right, and they were fixing up.
Yeah, yeah. And I had to go, you know.
Love that.
They invited me to, mm-hmm. they had a party for everyone that they helped. And there was like 120 youth from Marion and other places that came together to help people build porches, tear down porches and ramps and roofs. And, you know, it was just a blessing.
Listen, you know, on some of my literature that I pass out, I quote this Muhammad. I'm thinking it's Muhammad Ali, but somebody told me the other day it might be Mother Teresa. But they say, in the quote, they say, service to others is the rent that we pay for our room here on earth. So when you do service to others, so whether it's Mother Teresa, I looked at Muhammad Ali and stuff. So I like that quote, you know, and I tell my kids, service to others is the rent that we pay for our room here on earth. So I like that. So when you talk about Habitat and you talk about you know, volunteerism and even the volunteers that helped me, you know, canvas in the street, you know, right. I mean, that's something that they're doing that they're not getting paid for, you know.
That's the beauty of it.
I know, I love it. That's the beauty of it. So.
And it was unexpected.
Yeah.
You know, maybe a day before they showed up, mm-hmm. I was notified. And mm-hmm. I was like, wow, really? Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, you know, so. Yes, I wanted to be there, and I was sitting around the house that Friday. I said, well, here it was 4 o'clock, and I'm thinking, Cindy's here. What am I doing sitting at the house? You know, and I'm like, well, I got to be there at 6. Yes. You know, I'm like, oh, let me rush.
So we were happy that you gave the prayer. Oh, so thank you.
I was honored.
Thank
truly
you.
Truly honored. And, you know, I think it's so good when you can remain friends with the family. And I don't want to say how many years, but it's
don't
been
say
a
it.
Long time.
But
I'm serious, you know, it's just good.
No, but you guys, look, you and her, I mean, and your particular age group, you guys, I mean, you look well, you feel good. Cindy exercises like a beast. You know, she went through Shantae's exercise regime each day that she was here. And stuff. And so as long as you, you know, got it and look good and feel well, then everything's all right.
Doing the best. I don't even know if I can keep up with her, but
oh,
yeah.
Oh, no, I don't even try.
she really has it down packed, boy. You're right, she does work out, but that's good. That's good.
Yes.
Keeps her healthy and strong. So now we want to turn the tables and talk about your candidacy and how are things going with your campaign.
You know what? I told a bunch of Democrats the other night that this is probably one of the most challenging things that I've done in my life, mm-hmm. and I welcome the challenge. Things are going well, and I'm out canvassing. We were on the West Side last Thursday, and we did some door-to-door, and I had done some things for the Barack Obama mm-hmm. campaign, but I think it had a different feel when I was actually out there trying to tout my integrity and, you know, what my message is right. and what my what I can bring to the table as far as the county commissioners are concerned. And by the way, I am planning on canvassing this Thursday. So if anybody would like to meet me at my campaign office at 5:30, we have pizza after. And we're probably going to do some things on the east side. And we're less than 100 days, you know, before November 6th election. And I do believe October 9th or 10th is when early voting starts. I may be wrong on that date, but I think it's wise right now for, because I'm registering, my goal was to register 200 new people. I'm at 137, like right now, so I need about 60 plus to do that.
Right.
But I think it's important that people check your voting status.
Mm-hmm.
I know we've got a special election tomorrow with the O'Connor-Balderson race, and so see if you're in the 12th. I'm not in the 12th district. I'm in the 4th. But there's a special election tomorrow, but check your status. Mm-hmm. You know, go on. You can go on the Marion County Board of Elections site and put your name in, and it tells you everything from what district you're in to where your voting locale is, all those kind of good things. So I'm just learning a lot from this whole process, and I'm proud to know that my church supports me, my children mm-hmm. support me, the Democratic Party, you know, supports me. So right. it's nice, but it's a challenging process. It's something every day, Linda, and I love it. You know, I love going out and talking to people and seeing what the interest and their perception mm-hmm. of the needs in right. our county are. And I'm just a reader, and I'm just soaking up like a sponge a lot of the information associated with the position, the responsibilities, mm-hmm. and look forward to the privilege of the votes. And if people feel that I can do the job, then and, you know, come January 1, you'll be seeing right. me sworn in using my sister's Bible, amen. My sister Glow Glow's Bible. Aww. So, yeah. But yeah, it's very challenging, but I'm up for it.
Well, you seem to be doing well and holding up well.
Yeah, you know, I go to bed early now. It's like, what? And then sometimes I wake up and there's a book right. stuck on my face because I've fallen asleep on Ohio Revised Codes and stuff. But yeah, I'm doing it.
Good.
I'm
so doing it. What has been the most challenging part of this campaign for you so far?
So far, probably raising money mm-hmm. because, you know, I'm not the incumbent, right. you know, and I don't, it's hard when you don't know what you don't know, you know, so I don't know a lot about fundraising. So that's been difficult. I've sent out letters and, you know, I've gotten a nice response from my graduating class. Shout out to the class of 1975 mm-hmm. because they've been very nice to me as far as contributions are concerned. And so the fundraising parts, because, you know, you got to have money to buy yard signs. You got to have money to buy shirts. You got to have, you know, and then comes that campaign finance. You know, you got to make sure that all your I's are dotted and all your T's are crossed. And I have a really, really good treasurer, Willie King. Mm-hmm. And so he's been reading about campaign finance. So fundraising has been difficult because I don't know, like, I don't know what to do and where to go. Whereas an incumbent might know because they've been through it before to go mm-hmm. to, you know, X, Y, and Z's house and have a little, you know, gathering. I had one great fundraiser at Fresco Cuts. It was a barbecue chicken dinner. Okay. And it was nice, and we did well. Mm-hmm. My next fundraiser, my children are going to do a camp at the XL, mm-hmm. the old Steve Hogg. And they're going to bring in the whatever it takes staff, Shantae Dyer, mm-hmm. Amanda Thompson, they were here. Okay, and right. then Brene Harris, all of them are semi-pros who have played overseas. Okay. And that's August 16th, 1 to 5. And for a $25 donation, you can be put through the ringer by the whatever it takes staff. They've had a camp already. You know, they won the Mace Temple tournament. And
I heard that.
Yeah. And
trophies, yeah.
Trying to get Shantae before she goes overseas, and Amanda as well. And Brene Harris played in Spain.
Okay.
And Sean does a lot of stuff locally, and they work. And Shantae's been working people out here and stuff. So for a $25 donation, children grades 3 to 5, mm-hmm. the Excel Center on August 16th, 1 to 5 o'clock. So bring your kids and be trained by the best. And yes. they don't play.
No, they don't.
They don't
That's
play.
Like boot camp.
Oh my gosh. But do you know what? Shantae has been to Final Fours and Sweet 16s, and she was even in a championship game. Sean has been in two. He's also been in two championship games. Amanda played for Oklahoma Sooners. Brene played for Michigan, and she also played for the Toledo Rockets. I mean, we're bringing skilled people who not only know whatever it takes to get the job done, but they're very learned in whatever the next steps will be. Like if you want to play collegiate basketball, or if you want to go to college to do whatever, you know. So I'm just happy that they're willing to donate their time to their mommy. So that's my next fundraiser, is the whatever it takes crew coming in to do that thing at the Excel Center. So come on, bring your kids, 3 to 12.
Wow, that should be exciting.
I'm looking forward to it.
It's next week. Like it. Yeah,
I hope so. I hope so. And they didn't go, "Oh, Mom, not again."
Well, they enjoy it.
They're good at what they do. They're good at what they do.
They're good at what they do. They wouldn't be overseas playing ball if they were not good.
And they may as well do it while they're young,
yes.
You know, and enjoy it while they can.
That's true.
So fundraising has been difficult. Just getting out, and I don't see any difference than what I'm doing anyways, because I'm, you know, I will always go to the, you know, peace and freedom stuff. I will always go to the Marion Matters stuff. I will always, you know, but finding those and getting my name out in the county, I don't want the county people to think that I'm just focused on the city. So that's another challenge, you know, is making sure that I'm showing love to the county people, you Waldo, Caledonia, Prospect, Tully, you know, Salt Lick, you know, to understand that I'm just not doing that old Barack Obama. Remember, they thought that just because he was African American, he was only going to be a president for the African Americans, you know. And that's not what. That's not me, you know.
And it wasn't him either.
No, it's a misperception. So I don't want people to think that. So that's another challenge, is making sure that the county people know. So I worked the Democratic tent at the county fair and learned a lot of stuff from the county fair and stuff about county things and county issues. So I was there probably 4 out of the whatever day, 7 days, and talk to the county people, and that was eye-opening, going to see the animals and understanding, you know, how 4-H and how those children are earning extra money and their dedication to raising their animals and, you know, getting, you know, the money. And I mean, so it was amazing. That's the other challenge, is so fundraising, showing the county people love, you know, and then, you know, most importantly, another challenge is just getting people out to work. I got to give these people something exciting. We become so complacent about everything, you know, and it's like, we've got to get excited about what our future is, you know, and I believe that this unity in the community is something that will bridge and bring us, you know, to that point where we're out and we want to volunteer and we're supporting different things and we're looking at Marion. So you just said Habitat for Humanity, you know, those type things, and we're helping our brothers, our brother's keeper, you know, that kind of stuff. So that's the thing, is getting people excited and, you know, escaping this complacency so they'll get out to vote, but not only vote, participate in making Marion what it can what it can be. That's so true. Those that's are true. Three major challenges.
True. And people in the county, like you said, you want them to know that you're going to be working for them. What is it that they care mostly about in the county?
Well, in the county, believe it or not, my idea is, and this is, now remember, county commissioners, there are three of them, and so it's just not me, right. So I just can't go in there and say, yeah, you know, but that question you just answered is a great one, mm-hmm. because I would like to see, you know, the elected commissioners have a day for each one of the particular, like have a Waldo day or have a right. Salt Lick day, and they come in and they talk to us about their needs. Mm-hmm. I was in LaRue and they were talking about water, you know, and they were having issues with water and, you know, like when it rains, you know, and certain issues that they have as far as that's a prospect's another, you know. So I want to have a day designated for those elected officials and residents to come in and they can tell us the good things and the bad things,
right.
you know, that are happening in their particular communities. What would you like to see done? What right. can we do as commissioners right. to help you achieve those goals? So I would really like to implement that. And the other thing that I would like to talk to the other commissioners, there are 8 meetings a month,
oh,
right?
Because
really? They okay. meet twice a week, Tuesday, Thursday, 9 o'clock.
Okay.
And I would like for us to, in order to encourage participation, not always meet at 9 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, a lot of people go to work, you
sure,
know,
can't
and
be
can't
that.
Be a part of it,
yeah.
you know. So I would like to see at least one of the 8 meetings be at an alternative time and just maybe do a trial run to see if we can encourage, because I've been to the majority, probably about 85% of the meetings I've been to this year, and unless there's something like really, really dynamic, there's not a lot of people that come to the county commissioners meeting. Mm-hmm. So I want to encourage people to participate in their government by making a more convenient time for us to do it. And we don't, you know, I mean, we've got to encourage them to be a part of this process,
yes.
you know, so.
Yes, that's true.
So when you ask, that was a great question, when you ask what are the needs of mm-hmm. the other villages, townships, and municipalities, we want to have an open forum so we can find out what those needs are. It might be an easy fix, but it might be something that's down the line that might be solved within a block grant from
right.
regional planning or something that the commissioners can do that is within their general fund.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
we did have a meeting they had a meeting a couple of weeks ago that they were talking about the conveyance fee, raising the tax from $2 to $4 and putting that money in the general fund and
okay.
so on and so forth. But they didn't tell us, you know, they didn't tell us where the money was going. So they raised tax and they didn't tell us where the money was going. So I was like, that's not what Republicans do. They don't do that. They don't like to raise taxes. But so I don't know. Sheriff wants a new building. A lot of community leaders wanted, they want to take care of the blighted houses. But when I did my research and when I listened to them, there is money that is perpetually going into blighted houses, tearing them down and so
right,
on and so
right.
forth. So putting the money in the general fund, I believe, was a good idea. But we could create a line item to say, well, the money that we're going to get from this tax raise is going to go to X, Y, and Z.
Right.
So that was pretty interesting to see that. But so I'm learning so much, I'm telling you. I don't see a lot of participation unless there are, like, issues. So I would like to see us change a meeting time, you
right.
know, from 9 o'clock until another time. So those are my 2 big ideas. And the more I think, you know, I'm like so excited, and I can even suggest those if I'm not a candidate. You know, I can go to the meetings and, you know,
yes,
I can make those suggestions.
Yes.
So,
'cause, you know, you have to think that way too. How else can I make an impact on my city or
mm-hmm.
on my county, regardless
mm-hmm.
of being if
right.
I'm not a county commissioner.
Right.
And if I am, I have a bigger platform, you know, where I could help
yeah.
more.
Yeah.
And it's like our voices still have to, need to be heard. I
right.
That. They need to be heard.
Right. If we don't, if we're not at the table.
True.
Then we can complain and complain and complain.
That's right.
You know, it's like that, what they call that Monday morning quarterback. If I had been, you know, this is what I was like, okay. If I was, you know, LeBron James, I would have, you know, so.
Right, right.
But you got to be participants in this
That's
whole
true.
Democratic process.
And LeBron James is doing his thing.
I promise.
He doing his thing, you know.
I promise.
I'm so proud of him.
I am too.
You know, I'm glad he's from Ohio and in Ohio and doing great things. Great
He's doing great things.
Isn't he? Mm-hmm. Oh, my. He really is. And I, you know, those are from experiences.
Well, and yeah, his experience.
His experiences.
Yeah, he didn't have, like you and I were talking about, you know, the issues that are going on in, mm-hmm. in Marion, you know. I mean, he was raised by a single parent.
Right.
You know, yeah. I mean, in a city that was, you know.
Never had a good reputation.
Right.
Be
riffed with a whole bunch of activities, you know,
yes.
and stuff. And if he didn't have basketball and, you know, those type of restraints from his mom, mm-hmm. you know, I mean. Who would, you know, we might not have that LeBron James. He
yeah,
might not. He might be in the correctional out there.
Right.
So,
like so many of our young men
are
and women are.
Oh, I know it's sad.
It's sad, and you know, to be able to be in a position to use your voice effectively toward the issues and concerns that are going on in our community.
Mm-hmm.
Seem like the drive-by shootings is on a rise in our city.
Yeah.
And they said this was the third one, the one that happened last Thursday.
Right.
Within a 30-month period of time. And I'm thinking, what is going on?
Well, and you know, because you and I were talking about it, and I was like, then I put it on my Facebook page. I was like, because I wanted to hear. Because I said,
but
you know,
yeah,
yeah. Cause, and your show is a voice of the people,
right?
You know,
I'm
and I was like,
but
Linda, you know, a lot of, I don't know if you checked the response, but a lot of people were like, what shootings? I don't know about any shootings. And so for me, like, listen, everybody, you know, when I said something about the Marion, I don't get the Marion Star, but look, you can read the Marion Star online.
That's where I got it.
Yeah.
That's where I read it.
Yeah. I have a electronic, I pay 99 cents a month for the Marion Star.
Mm-hmm.
99 cents to get the electronic version. I got it when there was some kind of special going on.
Okay.
You know? And so I'm like, I don't get the Marion Star. I don't read the Marion Star. Well, number one, I think people's obligation is to read the periodical that is for your city, you know, so
right.
read it online,
mm-hmm.
you know, you can go to the library and get on the computer and read, just it won't take you long, it's not,
right.
what is about 10 pages, you know.
Total.
But, you know, they said, I don't get the Marion Star, so I don't know, I don't see it, you know, but those three shootings, Linda.
Yeah.
But I hear,
30 days.
Yeah. But I hear they were retaliatory, and I'm wondering, and I know people are you're gonna get a lot of calls on this, but
I hope so.
But you know, is it because of race? You know, a lot of people always say, you know, we pull out the race card, and you know, Democrats are known to have that reputation of doing that, you know, racial identity stuff. And you know, is it because of the race of the young men? And
it could be. People may be looking at it like this is black on black crime.
Yeah,
but
that's what I was going to ask you.
I'm
would
not
it,
used to that type mm-hmm. of crime in the city.
Not
that
in
I
Marion.
Was born and
yeah,
raised
yeah,
in,
yeah.
You know, and I feel like this: if you have a, if you can't come to our community and help,
yeah,
and help uplift one
yeah.
another here in our community, then why are you here?
Yeah,
are you here to bring us down? You know,
yeah.
We're all struggling.
Yeah,
I don't care where you are. We're all struggling. And I think that we should be able to help one another more effectively. And I feel like if this has to do with drugs and you have a corporation going on, why aren't you trying to have a corporation of a business type where you can get the support of the community and mm-hmm. you know, you can put many people to work legally.
Right.
You know, why do you want to be put yourself in a position where you think you're God?
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Well, and you know that Catherine Cochran was killed by a gun, you know, and they said that gun was so old, Linda, it's like, where, you know, and I know about, I'm not messing with stepping on anybody's amendment rights, please, I'm not doing that, but what I'm saying is, if we are a community and we respect one another, you know, and we want to have entertainment and we want to go out and we want our kids to be safe. You know, I mean, if you're walking in a club and somebody's shooting, you know, I mean, it's such a scary process for me, you know. Mm-hmm. And Marion Starr said that we believe that this was in retaliation for something that had happened at a club. Right. The same group of people were involved. It goes on to say that although they did find and charge somebody in the municipal court, it was a felonious assault, second degree felony, and then they're still looking for someone. But I think they eventually found that person.
Hello? Carla, you're on the air. Hello. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
I was listening. I saw on the post today that Sarah would be speaking on the radio, and I just wanted to call in and just kind of ask a question.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah. Yeah, hurry up.
Okay.
We're on our last second.
You know, Sarah, first of all, I want to tell you, as your older sister, I'm very, very proud of you.
Thank you.
And the effort that you have put in running for county commissioner, and congratulations.
Thank you.
And whatever I can do to support you, you know I will.
Send but money.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk.
When we're joined, this is great pride and privilege for the first time by Joy Behar. You told a story on the Tonight Show after you left The View with Jay Leno that Barbara had threatened to fire you at one point.
No, she did fire me.
Really,
she
gave me that final drive to run.
Yeah, she told me she was not renewing my contract. You know, I spilled the beans inadvertently about Rosie O'Donnell coming on the show.
Darn.
And Barbara was about to announce it on the Emmys, and she had a fit. And she was furious with me, and she fired me.
Okay.
She said, I'm not renewing your contract on the phone. I was like,
but the humanitarian question was a good one, Cindy. What was it?
Of course, she took it back in like a half an hour.
When I typed in your name last night, something came up from your appearance on The View on Tuesday, I think it was.
Yeah.
Snooki was up.
I've known you always cared about the Marion community and the other counties as a whole. But what was that driving force to make you actually run for this position?
Well, I think, number one, our parents. Our parents always wanted us to strive to be the best wherever we were. Whether it was college or school or, you know, especially the Marion community. Our parents moved from Mississippi to Ohio so that we could have opportunities. So I think just taking advantage of the opportunities. The other thing is I'm in like a whole bunch of task force, and I go to a lot of meetings, and I really want to be that bridge that brings people together in our community so that we can work together amicably and do some things that will make Marion even better than it already is. And then last but not least, being a politician was my second love. You know, I mean, I wanted to be a teacher, yeah, but being a politician was my second love. So in my second career, you know, after teaching, politics has my interest. And I was telling Linda, I said, Linda, even if this, you know, go around with the county commissioner doesn't work out, I'm still going to be around, I'm still going to be active, and I'm still going to be a pain in the butt to the politicians that are in this city.
Yeah, you will.
Hold them accountable. So, all right, sis, so we're off the air. I mean, they gave us a few seconds because we got a call. Well, thanks for calling in.
Good luck, and anything I can do to help you, I will. And I think you both are two phenomenal women.
All right.
Thank you, phenomenal woman.
Yeah. Send money. Send money. That's how you can help. Send money. All right.
Okay,
bye-bye.
I'll do that. I'll send a donation to that camp.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
On, I guess.
Oh, she was?
Yeah, and one day this week, I think she was on. And she gave a quote to one of the internet sites that says the first time.